Hello and welcome
to Atomic Radio Hour, episode 101. I'm your host, Vince.
And I am your absolutely stunning host, Olive.
Welcome to episode 101. Today's episode is brought to you by our Patreon.
Yes, it is. So we've got some wonderful folks that help make this show better and help us improve and expand our community. And we just want to say thank you at the beginning of the show this time. And we've got some wonderful folks to thank. We've got Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
We have Gage.
Thank you, Gage, twice. Once for Patreon, once for Discord.
Thank you so much. Jordan with a Y.
Thank you, Jordan with a Y.
We have Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
And Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you so much for being here, guys.
You're very much appreciated. How you been? What's new?
Not much is new. I had a kind of up and down week. Although it's been kind of like the weather's been nice, so I've been like dressing for summer, and I've been feeling really confident about myself. So that's really good.
Cool.
What about you?
I've been helping this lady that I work with. She's trying to move out of her place. She's an older lady. She's in her 60s, and she's trying to move. And I said, you know what? I'll help you. So I went over to help her move some shit today, and I can't parallel park. I just can't. Just
it's true.
Don't, like, if you're gonna invite me somewhere and parallel parking is involved, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, you're just not gonna go.
I'm just not gonna go. And I had to park. Okay, she lives, you know where the Chinese food place is?
Yeah.
She lives like a quarter, if not half a mile from there, and I had to park at the Chinese food place because it was the only place I can pull into a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was
because otherwise you would have had to parallel park.
Yeah, and I tried doing it, and I was just like, I can't do this. So I park there, and I walk up. It's 9 in the morning. It's 80-something degrees already, 200% humidity. I wasn't feeling well. But I go to her house, I help her out a little bit, and then I go walk back to my car, and I see somebody I know. I saw my buddy Jake.
Oh, cool. Jake's great.
On my walk back, and he came over to me, and he gave me dap. He, like, fucking,
oh, really?
Yeah. And this is a COVID world right now. I haven't given anybody dap in fucking 6 months. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little fucking chubbed up. I was fucking excited. I was like, human interaction, contact with another soul.
I'm just so touch-starved.
Oh my god, I couldn't believe that it's been that long since someone has greeted me with a fine hello.
Welcome to Radio Hour.
Don't even fucking ever say that. That's disgusting, I'm censoring that. Don't fucking ever say that again.
It's because it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's fucking gross. It's just I was excited to fucking see a human, and you make me feel bad about it. Thanks.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad about it. I recently saw a friend also here at school, and she came over for Drag Race night because a new season of Drag Race just started. And it was really nice to see her and, like, catch up because we used to work together. So I think we kind of had, like, a similar thing.
Yeah, I feel you. But this is episode 100.
It's 101.
It's a vault episode.
Vault Fallout 3.
Vault 101 was developed by Vault-Tec in the northeast area of Washington, D.C., not far from Tyson's Corner in the actual D.C. It is north of Megaton and west of Springvale. Constructed in the late 2060s, and Vault 76's overseer was originally selected to be the first overseer, but refused so she can stay inside of Appalachia. 101 has been open numerous times, breaking protocol and becoming infested by radroaches. One main action of Vault security is to quell the nests and stop more infestations of the radroaches. Now, with the 76 overseer, which she doesn't have a name as far as I know, she could.
Yeah, actually,
but
I don't remember it.
I didn't remember it either. And to be honest with you, I didn't look because if I don't have to go on that section of the wiki, I'm okay. By the way, all the lore comes from fallout.fandom.wiki.com. I think it's whatever. Yeah, I'm not even complaining about the game anymore.
Yeah.
The original purpose, or the test, or the experiment of 101 was to stay closed indefinitely and study the role of the overseer. There were limited...
Forever.
What?
Forever.
Oh, yeah. There were limited genetic... The limited genetics would lead to inbreeding if no one were able to enter. It was outfitted with enough supplies to function indefinitely, spare parts of the water processor, but they were not given a Gek. Geks are for outside dwellers only. That's exactly how I wrote it in the notes.
You don't get the fancy briefcase.
Yeah, you get the life-saving equipment, because you get to leave.
It's like this country's health system.
Ha ha. There are some activities that I didn't write down because I thought they were trivial and I wanted to read them off the side. Where'd it go? Some of the activities they had inside of the vault was the cake bake-off is a competitive event, and in this event, contestants bake various types of cake, which are judged according to selection criteria, with the winner or winners being given a worthy prize. On July 13th of 2268, a notice on the bulletin board within the cafeteria announced the annual cake bake-off. This year's judges will only accept bundt cakes. Founders Day, a holiday organized by Vault 101's calendar and is celebrated on the 23rd of October. The holiday commemorates the overseer, who governed the vault in the late 21st century, two centuries before. Beatrice Armstrong, a vault resident, continuously honors the original overseer by dedicating one of her older poems to him. Beatrice cannot write a new poem during the latest Founders Day, as she's found trouble finding a rhyming word for the word overseer. Hunt the Mutant is a game played in Vault 101 by children. It is a post-apocalyptic version of hide-and-seek. A player is selected as the mutant, and which they hide from the other players, and when the player is found, the game restarts and another player is picked to be the mutant. Here's my question with that.
What'd it do?
How did they... Is this a general mutant or a super mutant? And if a super mutant, how do they know about them?
I don't think that it would be super mutants, because they wouldn't really know. Again, yeah, they wouldn't really know.
They might know about them.
Think so?
Yeah, we'll get to the lore. They opened the vault a couple times, and people went out and traveled to Megaton. Again, I'm going to beat you
but
to
that
it
was
before.
Kind of, that would be kind of, like, behind closed doors, right?
Yes and
like,
no.
Like, not everybody knows about that. It's usually, like, the overseer and the security manager.
Yes and no. Certain people knew about it. I'll get to it later, but then there was, like, another generation of kids where they were like, this shit doesn't exist. But the older people knew about it, but the kids didn't. Where the older people were like, keep this a secret from everybody. So...
Yeah. Like, don't tell your kids.
Yeah. But back to Hunt the Mutant. At one of Wally Mack's birthday parties in the 2260s, the game is played in the atrium. Wally later mentions that the game at the Lone Wanderer's 10th birthday on July 13th of 2268 by mentioning... this game, Wally is unfavorably comparing his party to the Lone Wanderer's party. My fucking guy, Wally Mack. So, within the timeline, by 22...
Wally freaking Mack.
By 2077, 101's first overseer created the illusion that the outside had absolutely no hope for existence outside of the vault. He accomplished through... What's up?
No, it's interesting.
He accomplished through regular fake radio transmissions from before the Great War and increased the idea amongst 101 dwellers that 101 was the only hope for any sort of survival. By 2127, the first overseer died and prepared a new overseer to continue. As far as I could tell from the notes, he died of natural causes. There was nothing that was... Like, he didn't, like, I'm dead from the radiation or the mutiny. 101's second overseer led with the same ideals. He tried to convince senior vault dwellers to be complicit with the vault's experiment. He was a hypocrite, though. He used the secret overseer's tunnel to communicate and even visit the outside world. He's the same guy who made the mantra, "We are born in the vault, we live in the vault, and we will die in the vault."
you know, like a proper dictator.
Yeah. Sometime before 2241, an unnamed overseer strongly favored outside contact. Now, this is what I'm talking about. This outside research development community, was led by Anne Palmer. She began theorizing what kind of mutations they might find, and they went to Megaton sometime before February 10th of 2241. On February 10th of 2241, they returned back to 101 and analyzed samples that they thought the outside was still... They analyzed some samples and thought the outside was still too dangerous to sustain any sort of life. They killed a giant ant and decided to revise their survey plans from what they had found. Lewis and Agnes Taylor stayed in Megaton to survey as contacts between 101 and Megaton to further survey the environments. Now, this is why, this is what I was getting at, that they might have known about mutants. Because if okay. they're... Sorry?
No, okay, that's a reasonable, like benefit of the doubt situation. But, like, would they really tell the kids?
No, but that's the thing, like, maybe it would slip. Like, well, on the outside, there's super mutants or something.
Like a boogeyman to scare you in the night.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And I'm gonna get in front of this before anybody has some fucking shit to say in the Discord.
What do you have to say?
This is why I always thought that James was originally from 101. Because I knew they were leaving the vault to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the secret was he was originally a Wastelander, had a kid, and showed up. I always thought he was in 101, and they were leaving 101, and that was the big secret. And it never, like, hit me to, like, look deeper into it, because I was like, all right, that makes sense. They're lying. Don't
it's
go
like,
outside,
wait,
but
this
we're going
guy's an
outside
outsider,
all the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just made sense, because to me it made sense, but... By 2258, Agnes Taylor returns to 101. So she was out there from 2241? 2241 to 2258. She returns to 101. The unnamed overseer...
That's a good stint outside.
Sorry?
That's a pretty long stint outside.
Yeah. I wonder, like, she had a house in Megaton. It is...
No, it would be great.
What's that?
A graphic novel that covers her and her time out
in
the
shit. That would be really
that would
cool
be so good.
If it was written like a diary. There's a book called Day by Day Armageddon. Yeah. It's a zombie book that was pretty big when I was in school, and it's like it's a day by day account of this dude who was like who's ex military and kept a diary like he was still in the military. That would be fascinating in that style to read this.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
So by 2258, she returns to 101. The original overseer vanishes after another Capital Wasteland exploration had failed. Sometime before 2258, Alphonse Almodovar? How do you say this? Almodovar.
Almodovar?
Almodovar.
That's as close as we're going to get.
Sometime before 2258, Alphonse Almodovar was the
I really want to say Amidala because I'm trash.
Yeah. Say it.
Amidala.
Do it again.
Alphonse Amidala.
Do it two more times.
No, I'm good.
No, do it again.
No. Now we made a big spectacle of it.
No,
do
it at least once.
I refuse.
Please, just for me.
Amidala.
Can you do it happier and with your mouth open?
No.
Why not?
That is unacceptable. I was looking right at the camera.
Alphonse Almodovar. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Hold on. Let me ask Google.
Yeah.
Almodovar. Alphonse. Okay.
We Alphonse. Need to, like, have a code.
Sorry?
We need to give him a cool nickname.
Okay. I was just going to call him the Overseer.
But we've got a couple of those. Let's give him something cool.
Like,
how about Double Shot?
No.
Are you going to censor that, too?
No, probably not. I was thinking, like, Bruce Thunderfuck.
Bruce Thunderfuck is pretty cool.
Duke Moonscooter.
We got it.
So,
ladies, gentlemen, anyone else? We got it.
So, Overseer Alphonse Alamadov.
Duke Moonscooter.
It's Amada's dad.
Okay.
Yeah. So Amada's dad.
So Daddy Moonscooter.
Daddy Moonscooter, the Overseer. Okay. All right. He made 101 a police state of isolation from 2258 to 2259. James and his child came to 101 looking for shelter. James became the vault's doctor in exchange for protection. Daddy Moonscooter wanted James to keep his child in the dark about being born outside of 101.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. You're born in the vault, you live in the vault, you die in the vault. In the 2260s, Jonas Palmer was made James's assistant, and Amada's dad thought he could be the voice of reason for James. 2265 to 2267, a female escaped 101 and went to Megaton and asked, "My beautiful, sweet, shining angel Moira Brown," if she could reinforce her vault suit, and then she just never came back.
Because she probably got killed in a psycho den.
Probably. She probably was doing some shit she shouldn't have been doing. Or just, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she was doing shit she shouldn't have been doing by leaving the vault, but still. July 12th of 2268, Stanley Armstrong repairs the water purifier. I don't know why that's documented on the site, but it is, and I told you about it, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the most important dates, and that's what I love about the series, is that everything is kind of dictated by dates. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few times that I've seen, like, a group of people that are just, like, lore-wise, that follow something, and it's not so much, like, this happened, and then that happened. It's, like, between this time and this time, this happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's very linear, where you could say, like, oh, Halo 3 was just, like, there was this, and then that happened, and then the Covenant and the Flood. And yeah, maybe because it's a war, it's a little more linear, but July 13th, 2268, Butch DeLora, my guy Wally fucking Mack, and Paul Hannon Jr. start looking for names for their gang that later became
the motherfucking Tunnel Snakes.
Hey, I do have a question for you.
Yes.
On the scale of yes to no,
mm-hmm.
Do Tunnel Snakes rule?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you explain to me in a less than three sentences why Tunnel Snakes absolutely rule boots the house down?
Because it's scientifically proven by science.
I love that.
So, Tunnel Snakes fucking rule. It's also the Lone Wanderer's birthday. The Dweller escapes. Some point in 2272, a Dweller escapes from 101, went to Moriarty's, and told him that members of 101 are being brainwashed to believe that the Overseer is the only voice of reason. The Overseer had an entire generation playing along with the experimentation, keeping the children in the dark. He kept getting information from the above world, from Topside. Anyone in the dark was told that it had gotten so bad that leaving was suicide. August 17th of 2277, a massive Radrose infestation happens, and James takes the opportunity to leave the vault once and for all. Agnes Taylor dies of a heart attack because of this. Floyd Lewis and Vicky Hannon are both killed. Paul Hannon Jr. Is critically injured by Radroaches. I believe, if I could turn the fucking page. Jonas Palmer is questioned about James's leaving and brutally murdered by Stevie Mac. And the Overseer, Amada's dad, ordered all security to deal with the Radroaches and find James's child. Amada, your friend throughout pretty much the entire thing, awakens James' child, or the Lone Wanderer, explains to him what's going on, and thus starts the beginning of the game. During the escape, either Tom or Mary Holden die, or Officer O'Brien and Richards die, or you can distract them and make sure nobody dies. Here's the few things that I don't really like explaining. I love going through quests as lore, but the thing is, when they have different options, like, not that this is like so many different options, but when different things can happen, it's like, I don't know what's canon, so I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like,
I feel like this stuff is pretty, like, that's like a reasonable enough dive into it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we know that some quests can get really like nitty-gritty.
Yeah, like if I did like a New Vegas quest line and it's like, oh well, I either murdered half a group of people or a guy, and then I wore his clothes for a little while, and then I just kind of became part of his group. And with a lot of the Fallout 3 quests, it's either like you kill one guy or the other.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like New Vegas had a much like more like I feel like deeper quest system, and there were a lot more options to choose from.
Yeah.
And they just added a really, like, a lot of depth, so mm-hmm. It's a lot harder to talk about New Vegas quests. Like, remember when we talked about Beyond the Beef and it took, like, goddamn 40 minutes?
Yeah, and it was just like, or this could happen, or that could happen, and then fucking Heck Gunderson. Yeah, it's just...
Hurricane Heck Gunderson!
during all of this outrage, Amata is being interrogated by her father and Officer Mac. You can either kill them or sneak by. So not only can you kill Amata's dad, you can fucking kill Wally Mac's dad. I never feel about that. What's that?
I don't know how I feel about murdering Wally Mac's dad.
Yeah,
I mean, also fuck 12.
Fuck 12, absolutely. Well, he's security. He's not 12. He's like 11.
Wait, are security guards 11?
Yeah, I'm calling them 11. And fuck Paw Patrol.
Yeah, fucking Clash traitor ass bitch.
Fucking, I keep seeing people say fuck Paw Patrol. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
Defund Paw Patrol.
you never see fucking Blue's Clues doing some shit like that.
Mm-mm.
After the breakout, Paul Hannon Jr. dies from rad roach bites and refusing treatment like a moron.
Like a fucking idiot.
Like a fucking... You have fucking healthcare in the vault.
Universal healthcare.
In the vault. The 101 overseer becomes more oppressive. Anyone living in ignorance now knew that the topside world could be reached, and it created a divide in the vault. Sometime after this, Amata led a group of rebels, all of the youth, the young adults, those vault dwellers, they wanted to open up the vault and interact with the outside world. Butch Deloria wanted nothing to do with the vault anymore, and as you may or may not know, after playing the game for an amount of time, if you go to Rivet City and you go to the Muddy Rudder, you can find him there. Even more time later, the Enclave wanted to gain access to 101, but the password had been changed. Amata became the new password. She changed it so the Lone Wanderer could get back in. 101's overseer did not want to let him in. He did not want to expose the vault to unknown factors, and he didn't want more people to abandon the vault. Amata began to use the Vault 101 emergency frequency, hoping to reach out to the Lone Wanderer. The fate of 101
is where trouble on the home front starts.
Yes, and I didn't get into trouble on the home front just because the way the quest ends, you don't really know what happens.
It's not very decisive.
Yeah. Also, I don't think I've done this quest that many times, and I was telling you before. No. The first time, I think I've done it 2 or 3 times, but the first time I ever did it, it was one of the only achievements I didn't have for the game.
Yeah, you did mention that.
My game must have bugged out and I just didn't get it, but I know I did the mission because I remember it was the first playthrough I ever did, and I remember doing the quest, and then Amata, there's a reference that she makes to Fallout 1 where she's like, you can't come in here. You can't stay here. Like, you have to go. Mm-hmm. And I remember going, cool. And then killing her and eating her body.
Huh?
What's that?
Sorry, can we roll back the tape?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Yeah,
what
I shot her in the face.
Okay.
And then I ate her body. It was my first playthrough, and I...
Were you playing a bastard?
Yes, the most evil. I, never knew of a game where I could be so evil and kill everybody, except for, like, four people.
So you killed your best
My
friend
best childhood friend.
And ate her.
And ate her body.
I feel kind of worried right now, I'm not gonna lie. Are you gonna kill and eat me?
If I do, just your heart to gain your courage, but that's it.
Guess I have to sleep with one eye open.
If you want. I mean, it's not going to stop me.
You're right.
It's going to make it more intimate.
I cannot fight you.
Yeah, it's just going to be more... Did you just say that on camera? Is that documented?
What?
That I would kick your ass in a fight?
I mean, I'm still recording if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. All right, I just want to make sure it's written down. Because I was thinking about this before. I was listening to another podcast, and they're like, who do you think would win in a fight between the two hosts? And I was like... Oh, I would kill Olive.
Yeah, I think you could literally snap my bones. Especially now that my strength has been depleted and I'm hot now.
I punched you once in a Walmart, I remember, with a Hulk hand glove on, and I remember you looking at me with... I thought it was going to be tears. It looked like your eyes were starting to well up, and I remember you going... Please stop, that hurts. This was like 7 years ago. Do you remember this?
I do remember that.
All right.
It did hurt. Not only physically, but also in the heart.
Yeah. Well, it builds character. The fate of 101 is not certain. Amata or her father, or even Alan Mack, could be the new overseer. I just want to point out how fucking deep... How fucking wide the Mac genes are.
Yeah.
There's Alan Mac, Stevie Mac, Stacy Mac, and my boy Wally.
Wally Mac.
It's not sure.
I didn't realize there were so many Macs.
Yeah, dude. It's nothing but Macs. Macs on Macs on Macs.
You'd think it's an Apple store up in this bitch.
It's a what?
You'd think it's an Apple store up in this bitch.
Are you proud of yourself?
Abso-fucking-lutely. All the time. It is Pride Month. Continue.
It is not sure if kept closed, open, destroyed, or thrown into complete and total chaos, regardless of 101's population. Sorry. Regardless, 101's population has greatly reduced in 200 years, with inbreeding and genetic stagnation and whatnot.
You know, and whatnot.
These vaults could hold anywhere from... Some of them had 500, some of them had 1,000, some of them had 2,000, some of them had 3,000. They were overbooked on purpose. But there is an entire list of the inhabitants, and I'm going to read them real quick. You ready?
Awesome, yeah.
This is over time. Wait, no.
Can you... Would you be able to possibly sing it in the tune of We Didn't Start the Fire?
Low Wander, 101's original overseer, 101's second overseer, the unnamed overseer, Agnes Taylor, Alan Mack, Alphonse, I'm not going to try to say it, Amata, same last name, Andy N. Palmer, I'm not doing this.
You're doing good.
Thanks. I don't want to read it now that I'm looking at it, not because it's long, but because it has people that are not from the 2277 days, and I didn't realize that. But where are all the Macs? Oh, they're all spread out. They're not by last name. Why is it not by last name? Steve Mac, Stevie Mac. Oh, I'm sorry. Stevie Mac, Susie Mac, Wally Mac. Fucking love the Macs.
Stevie Mac, Wally Mac, Gloria Mac, Susie Mac, Glory Mac. Something Mac, something Mac, something Anamada.
Make sure when you were there, you get the bobblehead in James's office. Get
otherwise, that shit's gone forever.
Yes. Just some notes quick I want to read. 101 is one of two functioning vaults, the other one being 112, in the Capital Wasteland. All other vaults have failed as a result of experiments within them and have been left derelict. Overall, the only...
I mean, Vault-Tec kind of did that.
Yeah, I mean, vaults weren't only, how many of them? 20 of them? How many vaults were meant to?
Control vaults?
Yeah. I always fucking forget the number.
About 20, yeah. It was small.
What's the vault from Fallout 4 with the fat people?
81.
81? It is 81?
I think so.
I remember back in the day. I remember back in the day when you found them. And I remember your first thing was they're very pleasantly plump.
Mm-hmm. It made sense.
Yeah, but
like you're eating all that like synthetic food all that time. I mean, like, it makes sense.
Yeah. It is suggested in the poem that the Lone Wanderer receives upon their 10th birthday that the dead of 101 are incinerated in some sort of area built for this, but never demonstrated in game. At the Vault-Tec headquarters in DC ruins, a replica of 101's door is hanging over the lobby with a spotlight illuminating it.
Oh, does it actually have 101 on it, like the numbers?
I guess, yeah.
Huh. Never noticed that.
In the opening cinematic, two security cameras are shown on each side of the vault door. When leaving the vault escape during the escape quest, only one security camera can be seen above the door, and then when you come back, it's just gone. It should be noted that Vault 101 location doesn't add to locations discovered. Doesn't add to the locations discovered stat in the Pip-Boy 3000 when exiting the vault at the beginning of the game, even though the marker on is active on the map. This is because the Lone Wanderer has lived there for their entire childhood. That's a neat little thing that I never thought of.
Yeah, like it was just automatically listed.
Yeah. There is a holotape in the Springvale school that suggests raiders have been trying to get into the vault for years, which is a really fucking fun idea of, like, how do we get in? There's a treasure in there.
What is the treasure? It's meat. Yeah, like, but how would you even get into a vault? Like,
knock?
Yeah, but they're not gonna let you in.
But if you're polite.
Have they tried kind of, like, wiggling it a little bit?
How many people, imagine that would work. Like, someone just, like, a bomp, and then...
Yeah, just, like, walks over, like, rubs their hands, goes, like... And then gives a good old smack and it just opens.
Yeah. It is possible to enter the vault after completing the quest Trouble on the home front. Just finish the quest and then kill one of the residents, and this will keep the door open for the rest of the game.
Huh. I never knew that. In that scenario, you would be able to get the bobblehead.
Again. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, all. Like, if you wanted to.
The Lone Wanderer's apartment only has one bed despite two residents being inside of it, so you know what that means. Him and Liam Neeson.
They were cuddling, yeah.
And he was 19.
Or he just slept in the lap, maybe?
Or on the floor, on the couch.
Medical cot.
In the cafeteria, there's a reference to the original Fallout on the bulletin board above the jukebox. It advertises a bingo night in the diner. The ball has been chosen to be a 13, and the first prize being a week's worth of water rations. Another reference to the original game is when Butch asks his friends if they want to be called a vault dweller when asked about the name of his gang. His gang. I don't know why I said it weird the first time.
Dang.
The following is based on unverified behind-the-scenes information and not confirmed to be canon sources. Several elements of 101 may be inspired by George Orwell's novel 1984, including the vault number room 101, the devotion of the overseer, Big Brother, and the vault's general authoritarian society. Also,
that actually does make sense.
Yeah. We were talking about this today in Discord, which we're going to talk about what went on in Discord in a little bit. But 101 in binary is the number 3.
Yeah, that is really cool. So, like, it actually makes sense that it's, like, for Fallout 3.
I think that's everything I have to say about 101.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that I would have to say. I mean, we kind of
covered
all the
secrets.
Am I sure?
Are you sure?
I think so. I mean, the cool like tunnel under the office and like the overseer's office is really cool. That's worth like a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm done with Vault 101.
Cool. All right, so the PS5 is coming out.
Yes, it is. Oh, so today we watched the showcase on Discord with some folks, and we saw a lot of cool games.
Yeah.
And we saw a kind of cool, futuristic, Wall-E girl robot, light type console. I'm not really sure how I feel about the actual design of the console itself, other than that I prefer the one that doesn't have the disc drive.
I think it looks...
because it's, like, symmetrical.
I think it looks... well, yeah, it does look symmetrical, but I think that even the non-symmetrical one looks like the one building from the Overwatch stage in Africa.
Yeah, that's in Mumbai, right?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like the look of it?
No, I don't like
white. I've seen a lot of people sharing some pretty fun memes about it.
There was one that was a picture of the Xbox One X or whatever the fuck they're calling it. Or the Scarlet. I don't know what it's called.
The Series X.
Yeah, and the PS5. And it was like, do you want the mini fridge or the Wi-Fi router?
Yeah.
So, I have some notes here. I'm just going to kind of go through it in chronological order. You cool with that?
Let's go down the thing.
All right, so GTA 5 is becoming Skyrim 2 because it is now...
because it's being released again.
Yeah, it's being released again on the PS5, but I thought it was free on the PS4. I went to go download it before, and I don't think it's free on the PS4. It's going to be free on the PS5, or at least the online will be free on PS5.
Yeah, they said if you owned the PS4 copy, you'll get it for the PS5.
Oh, neat. Cool. Spider-Man 2.
They did that with Skyrim, actually. Like, if you owned the original Skyrim on Steam, they gave you the special edition when it came out.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, my dumbass bought that shit the day it came out. Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
He plays young Miles. Miles
Morales. Yeah. I love Miles Morales. Probably my favorite Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, he's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Can you deny that shit? The black and red outfit?
No, he wears Jordans. He's the fucking man.
Yeah, if Spider-Man wears Jordans, then like you can't talk about any other Spider-Man.
Gran Turismo's coming back.
I'm not a car person.
Yeah, I mean, neither am I, but there's something, maybe it's just like the male, the man, the in me. Is like
the Charleston Heston.
Yeah, is like I see shit like they showed off an Aston Martin, and I was like, oh my god, it looks so nice. Like the interior, maybe, I don't know, whatever. I'm not big on Gran Turismo, but I can appreciate.
I was more
the sim quality.
Enthralled by the like the reflections and the shaders and like how they're using RTX, and I'm just like, nice.
Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart looks fucking tight.
Yes, it looks so cool.
It looks so, like, I really like the Ratchet and Clank games because they're just kind of like a fun romp of a time.
Yeah, they're a romp. That's a perfect word for it.
Like, fuck 12, but it's like a goofy buddy cop movie.
Yeah. It's like a buddy movie with no cops.
Yeah, yeah. Because fuck them. And pirates. And space.
Yeah.
Project... A-T-H-I-A? Yeah. Athea?
I think it's Athea.
If I remember...
Athea, maybe?
If I remember correctly from the podcast Sacred Symbols, this is what that tech demo was based on.
Yeah, the one where they're, like, free-running?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robot Cat Game.
Robot Cat Game. Stray. Oh, I can't
Stray?
Wait.
Yeah, I really want to play Stray. It looks like a game where all the humans are dead, because there's even, like, graffiti that says RIP humans, and you
thank
just...
thank fuck, honestly. A plague on this planet.
And you just play as, what do you call
this
it?
This dope cat.
Yeah. And he's got, like, she's got, like, a little pack on her back or something, and she just meows, and that's the trailer. They show off the super responsive haptic feedback triggers. From what I understand, if it starts raining in the game... your Ooh. Controller will vibrate as if rain is hitting the controller.
That's really cool. That's kind of like the HD rumble on the Joy-Cons.
Yeah. If you pull the trigger on a gun, like when you pull the R2 button, it feels
like you feel the resistance a little bit.
Like you'll feel like recoil as if you pulled back on a rifle.
I do want to get my hands on one of these controllers. I'm not sure if I'm going to get this PlayStation at launch because I'm in college and I'm poor, but I definitely want to get my hands on one of these controllers because they do look very comfortable.
I just don't like the white. Like, I don't think I'm going to get it at launch.
I don't mind that.
I just don't think I'm going to get it. You had a white fucking PS3.
I don't think I'm going to get it
at launch for that reason alone, to be completely honest. Yeah, because one, I'm not, like, everything that we saw looked awesome. It looked really fun. It looked like...
It was just like, when we were watching all the trailers with all the folks in Discord link in the description below. It was just like, man, that looks really cool. And then we see the next trailer, like, hey, that looks really cool. And then like, oh, that one looks fun. There were really only like two or three that we were like, eh, I pass.
Yeah, and there was maybe like 20 different trailers.
Yeah, there was like at least there was more than 10 easily.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think 20 is even being selfish. You know what I mean when I say selfish?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like the look of the controller, and I don't like the look of the console. There was nothing that I was like, I have to play this right away, except for one game
there
that we'll get into.
There were 19 games, I believe. Oh, and Grand Theft Auto, so 20.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow, really? I would have guessed more. There was one game that I definitely will be buying a PlayStation for. Hopefully, by time it comes out, there will be a PlayStation 5 like special edition console that I'll get that. So I
because you want Resident Evil.
Yeah, I mean you should have waited till we got there. But
I'm sorry.
Returnal.
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just had a stroke. It's very hot and humid. Returnal was this body and cosmic horror game that was like you played as that woman with the David Bowie eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked neat. It's not my cup of tea necessarily. Everything was space. Everything was furry space. It was fucking furries and space.
If y'all know me, I love space, and I'm pretty much a furry at this point.
You're just gonna say it?
Yeah, I don't care. I have no shame.
What's your first sona?
I don't have to tell you.
Oh, you're not gonna tell me?
I'll tell you when you're older.
I'm older than you.
Not old enough.
Wow. Are dinosaurs part of the furries, or are they, like, scale people?
They're scalies, but the game, what was that? It was,
Goodbye, Volcano High.
Goodbye, Volcano High. That one looked really, really cool.
I have that in my notes.
I would like to get.
Yeah, I have that in my notes. We'll get to that later, but I like it's that it's fucking 2D animated.
Yeah. The animation's really cool.
Yeah, it looked very stiff, but still, just a 2D animated game. Sackboy's Big Adventure is a 3D platformer the way I think Little Big Planet should have been from the jump. Little Big Planet's, like, three-level
like
weird side-scrolling. Yeah. Never did it for me. I never got it. I never really liked the way the editing tools worked on Little Big Planet 1. I don't think I played Little Big Planet 2 because I didn't like the way Little Big Planet 1 felt. I do know that if you can somehow activate the archives, there is fucking full-on, like, Sonic Chew fucking Little Big Planet 1 levels. Kyle and I were talking during the thing, and he's like, we've got to find PlayStation 3s and play them. Because
I still have a PS3 somewhere.
Do you really? I still have my copy.
I think it's at my mom's house, yeah.
Destruction All-Stars looks neat. It looks like a family-friendly version of Twisted Metal, with elements of, like, Rocket League and shit in it.
Mm. It looks like a really, like, fun game, like a blast to play, like, with, like, friends at, like, a party or something.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a game called Kena. You play as this, like, little...
I really want this game.
This, like, probably, like, this, like, 11-year-old girl. And there's these little black dudes, and I don't want to call them little black dudes, but that's what they were. They were, like...
They were like, little tiny, like, spirits.
They were, like, black Pikmin.
Yeah.
And it looked really cool. I like the art style of it. I'm a sucker for any game where I could play as a girl.
It's described as a story-driven action-adventure game combining exploration and discovery with fast-paced combat. Kena: Bridge of Spirits by Ember Lab.
Cool. Goodbye Volcano High, a 2D Dino Girls game. It looks like something I've had an idea for a while, but not dinosaurs or all female, which I think is really funny. It just seems like people graduating high school and they're like, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what's going on anymore. And again, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Kind of like A Night in the Woods kind of has that kind of energy about it.
Yeah. Oddworld Inhabitants or Oddworld World Soulstorm. I never played any of the Oddworld games. If that's your cup of tea, good for you. It's neat. It's cool that they're bringing back a classic franchise, but mm-hmm. to me, it didn't do much. Ghostwire Tokyo.
I'm waiting for one of the games.
Ghostwire Tokyo?
On the list. No, not that one. You'll know when we get to it.
Well, Ghostwire Tokyo, they showed it off. It's like a first-person action-adventure game. I would have never guessed that. I thought it was going to be a third-person, like, world-exploring game. It looks okay. It looks like there's a couple things.
It looks pretty neat, yeah.
There's a couple things I recognize that were, like, Japanese horror, like, folklore type shit that I know from my mm-hmm. my YouTube searchings. It's okay. Doesn't look like it's really my kind of game. You're doing like magic and shit, which is cool, but
I like magic and shit.
Do you like magic and shit?
I like magic and shit.
You're a fan of shit?
I mean, if it's magic and shit.
Cool. There was a game called Jet. Just another game in space. Everything was space. Everything was future. Everything was...
Which I am not complaining about. 2195.
What?
I'm not complaining about that at all.
I'm not, but it didn't grab me. The one
I'm
thing...
on a space kick right now.
Are you really? I think everybody is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm rewatching The Expanse because I love it.
Expanse?
Yeah, The Expanse fucking rocks.
Godfall. I just have in my notes here, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
It seemed like you wore armor, and it kind of looked like you fight shit, and it didn't look appealing. It was one of the ones where we were just like, all right, next. Yeah. Solar Ash looks like a beautiful game, and it looks like a fun time.
And it's from the people that made Hyper Light Drifter, which is like one of my favorite indies. It's a really, really... they're a really cool company, and... I really liked the first game, and it obviously has, like, a lot of parallels and, like, similar design aspects, so I hope that one gets a PC release or a Switch release, because I will definitely get that.
There is a shot at the end where, like, they show, like, 2 seconds of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this character lands and just kind of, like, almost looks like they're skating, and that alone, I was like, I want to play this. Just because that feeling of, like, free, fluid movement...
Like motion, yeah.
Hitman 3, you're bald and you're killing people.
Yeah, you're a fan of Hitman. I never really got into it though.
Have you ever played the new ones?
No, I haven't played any Hitman.
They're really fun because they're just super open ended, and I heard someone describe it as a linear open world game. So it's get this job done, but you have an open world to explore.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like Arcane Studio, Magic, Assassins.
Oh, Dishonored?
Yes, Dishonored's like that.
Yes, but Hitman's actually fun.
See, I love Dishonored, so...
I could never get into it. I don't know what it is. I could never do it. I've tried on multiple occasions to play that game, and I can't do it. Then there's Astro's Playroom, the PlayStation Playroom little character guy, and then he was like the PSVR... mascot. He's getting his own game. It looks fine. It looks like a kid's game. Little Demon Inside looked like a cute version of like Monster Hunter.
That looked really, really cool.
Yeah, it looked super neat. The art style was really cool. He was like shooting wolves and shit. It looked like a really...
It's like all Victorian era.
Yeah, that's one I'm going to be looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
Bug Snacks. Mother fucking
Bug Snacks. Bug Snacks looks so fucking cool.
All of a sudden you hear Carol Benito, and I was like, is this what the fucking thing it is? And
oh my god,
there's just animals on apple crab, apple crab sandwich, sandwich snake. I'm a big
cinnamon
fan of
cinnamon roll
snake.
Cinnamon snail.
What else was there?
I am enamored by this
Swedish
game.
Swedish fish.
Wait for
How
it.
How did no one think of fucking Swedish fish?
Oh, I'm so excited.
And then every time you eat a food animal, you become part of it.
You, like, absorb it, yeah.
Yeah, like how I'm going to eat your heart and gain your courage. Yeah. Then they're remaking Demon Souls.
Which, I don't know if you saw, like, some of the posts on the Demon Souls subreddit, but people were wild in.
Why would I go on the Demon Souls subreddit?
I saw some screenshots on Twitter.
Well, I mean, was it good or bad?
It was comical.
Okay.
Come on, I can send it to you if you want.
Okay. Deathloop.
Deathloop looks awesome.
Made by Arkane. I thought it was another Dishonored game because he's like bopping, booping, and creaming. And then he's like killing people. He had like a pistol that he like put two pistols together and made like a super pistol.
Which is cool as shit.
They got rid of the voice actor who did Lee.
I wonder why.
I don't know. He might have just been a placeholder, but it looked like a fun game. It looked very fast, very quick. There was one scene where he like pushed a dude into a wall, shot it like with force powers, shot a dude, mm-hmm. and then with the same force powers took the dude and like threw him out a window or threw him off a ledge. And I was like, that yeah. alone, I'm
like,
into.
Whoosh.
Yeah,
it was cool. And then there's it's like co-op, but it's co-op head to head, where there's another girl that's hunting you while you're hunting your mans. And I think it looks very compelling. I feel like it'd be really fun to play with a friend.
It looks like, honestly, it looks like the trailer, not so much the game, looked like a 70s like B movie, like a grindhouse movie.
Yeah, like an LA like cop movie almost.
Fuck 12 kind of.
Yeah, but fuck 12.
Then we had what I was looking forward to the most. Resident Evil 8 Village.
I knew that you were going to really like this one.
I need to rewatch the trailer because Kyle told me if you listen to it, it's the same characters from Resi 7, and Chris Redfield is there. And he's like,
oh,
Chris,
cool.
don't shoot my wife. And then he fucking shoots his wife.
Yeah, he does that. I've never played a Resident Evil game, so this all means nothing to me.
You have a Vive.
I do.
Look up how much it is on Steam, please, right now. Do I have Steam open? Can I do it?
Right now.
Write meow.
Give me a sec.
It's the way it should be played is in VR. I fucking love Resi 7.
7? Biohazard?
Yes. As you're checking that, I go on Twitter and the first thing I see is, does PS5 run New Vegas? Yes or no?
I don't see any Resident Evil that is like for VR.
It's built in.
Oh, it's built in to 7?
I think so. It was for the PS4. You didn't have to buy like anything special. It was just like... It was just like you bought it, and it was like, this runs with the PSVR. Someone else I see Mantis on Twitter goes, if you aren't excited about bug snacks, then fuck you.
yeah, honestly.
Someone else puts big...
Bug snacks looks so fucking
fun. Chris Carter... On Twitter, Sarge puts, big PS5 question, when will Skyrim be announced?
True. Also, did you see the thing that I sent you?
Yeah, I just
the
saw
Demon
that.
Souls tweet.
He's like, holy shit. The PS5
is there
800.
Else?
Shit,
I mean...
better milk my dick, assassinate my gooch, and gargle my balls. Okay, dude, I'm with you.
Yeah, whatever works.
Oh, fucking going back quick. So I'm. Why did I not check Twitter after the thing was over? Someone put up a picture that the PS5 looks like John Henry Eden. Haha. The girl Lombax from Ratchet and Clank. Didn't even talk about that.
Yes. Hell yeah. She's trans.
How do you know that?
Because female Lombaxes don't have tails.
She had a tail?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Also, we haven't covered, like, the really big name that was there yet. Are we getting...
Yeah, I got more shit here. What really big name? Okay.
Yeah,
Village, Resident Evil 8 Village, I'm so fucking excited for.
I can tell. Like, you were, like, so hyped during the thing.
That's the game that, like, whenever that gets announced that it's going to come out, that's when I think I'm going to buy a PS5. And if they do a special edition... Here's the thing. Even if I don't buy a PlayStation 5 at launch, I'm going to buy that game and wait till I get a PlayStation. Because Resi 7 is so good. And then people will be like, oh, I really love 4. I'm like, I started at 7. Pragmata. Looks like
what was that?
That was the one that was like, you're in New York, and then you're a spaceman, and then a little girl shows up. It looks like one of those Hideo Kojima games that's up its own ass.
Yeah, I would still probably play it, though. I'm not sure if I want to buy it.
The metaphor is about human isolationism, and you are the metaphor. It's a 3D parallel. Drink Monster Energy Drink as Norman Reedus as you traverse the entire United States.
All right, dude. No game.
Death Stranding actually kind of rocks, though.
Did you play it?
I didn't play it, but I was in the passenger seat. I used to live with these two guys that are like my really good friends, and one of them was playing it, and I would always like sit and watch because I thought it was so interesting, and it's pretty cool, honestly.
Really? It seems so up its own ass. It seems so. I'm Hideo Kojima. I got a big brain and a fat penis. Like, it was like, all right, we get it. Like, you're smarter than me. Fuck. And then my girl's back. Ooh, my girl's back.
Mm-hmm.
My girl Aloy. Fucking Horizon Forbidden West.
I haven't
West.
Played the original Horizons, and I really want to.
It's Aloy's back. I'm super excited about that. I really want to see what happens. They show organic life, which they didn't show at all in the first one. I'm pretty sure there's no organic life. They show, like, birds and hermit crabs and shit, which is neat, especially if you know the story of the game.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. It looks good. It's just... It looks like more of the same in the best way possible. And then just after that, they showed off the design of the console. Not huge on the design of it. It looks like that building, like I said, I don't like white.
We didn't get a price point.
People, I'm hearing rumors of $800. I doubt it'll be $800. Every PlayStation with inflation has been like $505 and change. The PS3, they took a massive hit on. It was like a $250 hit, but I would not be surprised if they're waiting for Xbox to say their price, and then they'll say then PlayStation will say their price just because they might be able to.
But guess what? It's going to be $30 cheaper or something.
Or either it's going to be $30 cheaper, or they'll like say, just for the sake of an argument, say it takes $500 to make the console, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they know if they put it out for $530, they'll make $30 a console or whatever. No, they won't even make that because they still got to pay like the Best Buy fee and or like you know what I mean. Like everybody has to get their cut. But the Xbox comes out and says, "Well, we're gonna charge $850." All right, cool. We're gonna charge $7. You know what I mean? Like,
And honestly, with Xbox Game Pass, any Xbox exclusives can basically now be played on PC. So I have no reason to even touch an Xbox.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
honestly, the only companies that are vying for my money right now in terms of consoles are Nintendo and Sony.
Yeah. I think what Microsoft is eventually going to do is going to be you buy a box that you can switch parts out for.
Mm-hmm.
I like having a console. I've said it a billion times. It makes more sense to me. I like that I have one thing that does one thing. Like, yeah, I can watch movies on it and stream shit, but it's kind of like my it's the entertainment center. It's the center of the entertainment. Where the center of the entertainment should be the television. Now, at this point, it's the thing that plugs into the television. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at this point, TVs are just 4K monitors.
Yeah. They didn't say if it's gonna be in 4K. I assume it will be natively 4K.
At this point, that's a minimum.
I don't care if it's not 4K. I'm cool with 1080.
I mean, it's got to downscale to 1080 because that's what, like, the vast majority of hardware is.
Yeah,
right now.
Most people don't own 4K TVs, as far as I'm aware. I think my TV is 4K.
Yours is.
But there's a story. Maybe on some point, if I need some story, I'll tell the story of you when you were with me and I won and I bought a TV and I won.
And you won.
But I think my TV's 4K. 60 frames means nothing to me. I know some people are like, oh, if there's not 60 frames, then I'm going to fucking hang myself.
That's me.
But, like, it does nothing. Like, it's never, I've never played a game and been like, this is great, but it's not 60.
I have found myself saying that before.
Really?
Because I'm an asshole.
That's the most, like, first world problem ever.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the entire reason I never finished Red Dead, is because it was capped at 30 frames and I just couldn't handle it.
The first Red Dead or the second Red Dead?
Red Dead 2.
How far did you get in Red Dead 2?
Barely that far, maybe like 3 or 4 hours.
Oh my god, you're still in the snow level.
No, I think I got out of the snow level.
Well, I think the snow level is like a minimum of 8 hours.
Oh, maybe I am still in the snow level.
I'm joking. I don't know how long it is. I'm never playing that game again. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I want to say on the PlayStation 5. It looks fucking great. I'm not going to get it when it first comes out, I don't think. Unless, like, the thing has a cocaine dispenser and makes milkshakes. I don't think I'm going to get it when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bought my PS4 secondhand from someone at my school for, like, $220. So until I can get a PlayStation for, like, the $300 price point, I'm probably not going to get it.
Which, I wouldn't be surprised by 2021, holiday 2021, they have a deal where even if it's, like, at GameStop, buy a PlayStation.
Buy the one without the disc drive and you get, like, a store credit or something.
No.
No, like, buy I can see that being
copy.
A bundle.
Buy physical copy.
No, yeah.
I literally don't buy physical copies.
You should. You should want to own your things.
I just don't care enough. I already travel with too much shit, so the less shit that I have, the better.
Here's the only thing.
The only thing I buy physical copies for is the Switch, because they're cartridges, and I can fit a shit ton of them.
Here's my only thing with the PS5 going into the future. We're starting to enter a post-COVID world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. We're still kind of balls deep in the COVID world, though.
We are and we're not. Some countries are getting out of it. Some countries are still in it. Some parts of the United States
are opening. Because some countries are smart.
Yeah. New Zealand has not had a COVID case in weeks, if not months. Nah, months is probably too generous. But if what I understand is going on, and that we've entered a recession, because somebody told me a recession is the amount of people that are unemployed.
It's a multiple factors, but that's a big part of it.
And I think it's like 40 million plus are unemployed in the States right now.
And that's like a record high.
It's the highest, I think. I don't think it's fair to compare it to the Depression just because we are widely more populated.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. If people can't go back to work when this is all over, then how are people going to be able to buy this?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think the sales are going to be great on these next-gen consoles because we're hitting tough times.
Yeah, I think that
people can barely make ends meet now.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit's way too fucking expensive as it is. So I'm kind of curious to see how the first year sales do. I wouldn't be surprised if Sony puts it out and says, let's take the hit. Because everything they showed, I think, was a PlayStation exclusive.
Mm.
I could be wrong.
Or at least temporarily exclusive.
Yeah. So even if it's a timed exclusive, even if they take a hit of, let's say they only make like 13 cents a console, but people are buying Sony exclusives. So like if Horizons, you're buying Horizons, let's say Resident Evil, Deathloop, and motherfucking Bugsnax at launch. Like, I think they'll make the money there. But who knows? I don't know. I'm just an idiot with a podcast, so...
Yeah. Do you know who's an idiot without a podcast?
Who?
Shane Ivers. If you want to get our intro music, that's Feather Duster, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, do you have anything to say?
If you'd like to follow us anywhere, you can find links in the description below. You can find our Discord. You can find our personal Twitters and the show's Twitter. Down there, if you want to support the show, we brought up the Patreon earlier. You can find our Patreon, and you can also find a Redbubble. Don't forget, we're doing a fundraiser for the George Floyd GoFundMe. If you go to the Redbubble, yes, you can buy an ARH Black Lives Matter sticker. Any money that we would have made off of it is going right into the GoFundMe. We're not making a dime. We're not making any money whatsoever off of it. You get yourself a limited edition sticker. They're only available from June 4th to July 4th. So go ahead and get yourself something limited. Get yourself a nice sticker to throw somewhere. Show people that you support something in some manner. And raise a little bit of money.
And while you're there, maybe pick up another sticker or a blanket or a clock or something.
Something. If you can find us anywhere that podcast can be downloaded. And if you're on YouTube, thank you. Make sure you leave a little like, a little subscription, hit clickety clackety, leave us a comment, something, just to let us know how we're doing as people who make things that people watch. I think that's everything. I think that's episode 101.
That's episode 101. Fuck Matthew Perry, fuck 12, and good night.
Atomic Radio Hour.